Zukar and Daf Masechtas Menachas Daf Beis. Begin with Beis again. Says Master begins the Gemara. Shchita Echas the Kula. That you know it's different than Menachas because it's all the same. In contrast to Menachas, where they're different. So there the Machshava will not disqualify. So Tosfos L'kama Baruch. The Gemara later on asks and says. The truth is the chalukim shchitas. No, there are differences by zvachim even regarding shchita. Could be yesh betzafim, yesh bedarim, some in the north, some in the south. Now, b'chot like itani halacha achas lekulam. Why don't we mention that actually halacha is also the same by all of them? Mishum da'ar halacha libid abshim, because we're going according to abshim until he chayish by halacha. He's not concerned by halacha per kam the zvachim nabi dal mebeis. Mishum da'ar avoid the shevus l'batla, because that's something that's an avoid that one could stop doing. You don't have to do. You can do it right by the side of his mizbeach. And therefore, he's not concerned to disqualify it with halacha. And Reb Shimon the Poliga, he looked bezemach, and therefore Reb Shimon who disagrees regarding halacha and holds not a critical avoda by animal sacrifice, it's a leflugi behilach the menachas. He didn't have to disagree also when we start to halacha as applies to menachas later on daf yud beis menal. Avatem gitzas, but says this what it is a little bit of a wonder is a maimla plegi be kabbalah the menachas. Why don't they disagree regarding the Kabbalah of Menachas, the Epshin Amal of Atla, which you don't have to have Kabbalah. Reb Shimon, because the Kabbalah, say later on, Perkan comes up with the Chofam and Aleph. My time in Reb Shimon was reading Reb Shimon, because he says, Bola of the Biyad, of the Bimin, Kechatas. What's Kechatas or Ka'ashim? If you want, you can do it by hand, with the right hand, like the Chatas, and can't like by Kabbalah. So that means you don't need Kabbalah, so then you have the same Alacha like Alacha, and therefore he should disagree. And so why doesn't Shimon disagree on Kabbalah of Menachas? Like says, Master begins Gemara, the Zrika Achas Akula, and Zrika they all have the same Zrika. I really Vavagav Yesh B'Matana Achas. Some are one Zrika Yesh B'Matan Arba. Some have four. But Pesh B'Kunt Rashi explains that none. We learn in the Mishnah Imnitin Kulam B'Matan Achas Keeper. That all of them if they do just one Zrika, it's going to atone. So therefore, they're all the same with one. Now, me of course, what is difficult is the Hanitana B'Matan Dal. Those that are supposed to be four Zrikas, the Nesan L'Shem, that are put over there, are Nitan B'Matana Achas, that are done in one Matana, Lirtu, they should be acceptable. Why? When you're doing it L'Shem, Shenoisin L'Shem Nitanen B'Matana Achas, when you do it for the purpose of those that are done with one Matana, Lirtu should be accepted because Masim Achichin Shenit Hashinayim, when you give the second one, obviously not that carbon that only requires one Matana. Hashem says no, because the Bishosh and Nasnur Shain, the Shalal Shmoi, when you did the first one, not for its namesake, Adain Emasim Achichin, that's not yet proving, because it's one. Until you do the second one, and once you already get to the second one, machshava doesn't disqualify anymore. The matana achas keeper, because already atoned with one matana, so it's not critical enough to make the psul. So and by the first one, there's no maaseh machichim. Of course, what is difficult mechatas l'shem oila. When you do chatas for the purpose of oila, the chatas l'mal b'kronis. There's many differences. Chatas are done on the top. By the horns, uba etzba, by the finger, whereas va'ilu lamata b'yisoid b'zrikim l'akli, oila is done on the bottom by the foundation and spraying from a vessel. Va'ikash, another difficulty is mekabol da'asham. When you do kabbalah with the carbon asham, kabbalah se'apismal, the kabbalah can be with the left hand, b'chatas b'yiminan, chatas alvan is with the right hand. And so if you're doing shalosh mosh, be masim achichim. Favle b'shem in perik b'ezda zochon of chabdal menalv, will come in perik and of yur menalv. It holds like this. When they were the Vada Hayochal actress Kamoi Kane Likam, the Gemara could have asked this type of question when it was saying all these that there are more differences. It technically could have said, and when the Gemara answers that Reb Zvachim, it would include these cases also. Next says Matzah begins Gemara Mechas Chayter the Kechatas. The Mecha of the flower offering of a sinner is like the Chatas, which is. Plus one is done shalol lishma. Now, in zodav lama behekish, plays about by question which he's addressing. This is not something that's learned from hekish, which is problematic. How could it be chayzim lama behekish? Because the avik of the chatas yafin lamitzah b'shlamim. Even though you're right, chatas that it has to be done lishma. Ideally, that we learn it out is from originally from shlamim. Perikam the zvav of chesim and aleph, and now you're learning out from chatas to mincha. That doesn't work by kachim to be double hekish, a double limud. Now, mekamakam still it's not difficult because ksib behi legufe la'akiv. The word he, which is the idea that it's critical, that it's going to be a puzzle of Shalosh Ma, is written Mechatas itself, and that you can learn out directly from Mechatas to Mechas Chayte. Avakash, what's difficult is Hodiyol Minchas Netovim Ashim, the other part of the teaching. This you learn that a donated mincha from Ashim, the Einim Ratzah, that's not acceptable. But Ashim itself is learned from Mishlam, and Perikam is Zavachim over there. So how can I go follow that up to Minchas Netovim? This drasha will be actually smacht ba'alma. It's actually not a real drasha. It's just an allusion to mefarsh b'svachim that, as the Gemara explains, in svachim the ikar kra like Rabbi Yehuda b'ridim chias. It's actually coming to teach something else. Ve'afina mincha mishlamim. So how do we know mincha? It's actually in mishlamim be'hekesh the zaysatar from the hekesh of zaysatar. That's where you know the halacha that has to be done l'shma. Next is matzah begins Gemara. Mechti, let's see. Machshavah the pasuk mana that this that. And the Torah disqualifies machshava. So it's a hekesh. It's a hekesh. So how could you differentiate between shina kedush and shina bayim? Now the avgav the hekesh the kachat is v'akashm. Although we just said before that hekesh is lav ikker. That's not primary. Mekamokam asav hekesh is learned from a different hekesh of the zaysa Torah. And keeping the kishu, and that's what he's asking about. Since hekesh mali shina kedush mali shina bayim, which would be the difference? You know, it's usually unilateral a hekesh. What's about asking on Rabba? Tikshu Brisa Gufa. Ask on the Brisa itself, the Mukha Sheshchilik. That's obvious that it's different in the first time Mishnah Mesa Machich, and say because the Maisa Machich, well, that's only true by Shina Kodesh, not Shina Balam. So it's the Brisa that's saying it. Yeshem, that you could say is the Yachal Yashva Brisa. No. The Brisa you could answer, Kani Amarod Lakaman, like the Amaram that Rava and Ravasha, that they disagree with Rabba, and it doesn't mean because, it means in spite of. So therefore, it's not inherent in the brayis itself. Or, you know, I mean, another approach you could take is ksav abaya, abaya held the kibnish in the kodesh lay pasla, like a 180 of how we normally understand this. That since shina kodesh lay pasla, but shina kodesh is not disqualified, mishun the mesemachichen, yeah, that like the, as the brayis saying, because his actions are proving it, hu adin shina bailam. So that's what he's saying, also shina bailam. He's saying not that both should be problematic, both should be okay. Because yafin mishlam, because we learn that from shlamim. Like we find the mashlam loich lach lepsul, just like shlam, you don't differentiate in to disqualify. Meaning to say, we just say it's unilateral, and since we're saying that shina kodesh is not a problem, so shina bayim is also not a problem. The chiyah gabna darsh tanda bechizkir pergilah nairz ksumat avlam ayim enav kemaka od maka behema, which one is all the way one way, one all the way the other way, but it's all the way. Hach svara. The lechalak that we shouldn't differentiate ashkham perikam the zvachim and the vazayin menalv gabi shlamim, which is where we say this the same idea that Pesach is a hekesh to shlamim, and like just like shlamim, there's no chil between the changing by zvicha and other avodas. You have to do the mol lishma lemitzvah. So to Pesach, there's no difference between zvicha and doing lish and what you do lishma that it is ma'akev. So that's you see this idea. Next is Master begins Gemara. Ela sa'oyv shemol kolamala. That Gemara is saying, what do you mean? If you say because of semachichen, so ela sa'oyv that you do malika on the top above the chatzasikra, with chatzasayv machshava, what should be kasha because it proves that it's el nachatzas because chatzas down on the bottom, which Tosfos is bothered by. The Gemara wonders on this and says, what do you mean malika for chatzas doesn't have to be on the bottom; it could be on the top too. So Tosfos addressed it then. He said, and the questioner thought, Avgav the Ksheira, although that it is kasher, kachatas, like, or the Kisa should be bachatas, on the top. It's not really the norm to do it on the top. We don't want the blood to fall on the ground, because you still got to make your way down, ideally, for your mitzvah of what you got to do there on the bottom, for the hazah. So therefore, the Havmina thought that if you do Malika on the top, it's evident that you're doing a Oila. And that's what the Gemara says. No, not necessarily.